We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
Literally, seeds were sown here in Northeast Champaign County's Riverbend Forest Preserve. In 2002, a year after the 9/11 attacks, it was barely developed. It was a recent acquisition for the County Forest Preserve District. Today, there's a picnic shelter, trails, and a pier jutting out into a lake made out of a former gravel pit.
And I promise, it'll be a short walk.
I'm driving in the park with Champaign County Forest Preserve District naturalist Dan Olson, and we come across what was once an open field.
What we're standing in would have been row crop agriculture, just corn and soybeans rotated in. And so over the years as we developed and also did a lot of conservation efforts out here, we decided to dedicate this as the 9/11 Grove.
A stand of trees meant as a natural monument to the people who died at the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and the plane crash site in Pennsylvania. 9 years ago, officials symbolically planted the first tree in a one-year anniversary ceremony.
Yeah, it was pretty vivid that day of having everybody out here. And then, yeah, in 10 years we'll get this kind of growth. That ash is doing really, really well. We're glad to see that. And the Kentucky coffee trees are actually doing pretty well, too, considering.
In 2002, yeah. They mowed around that symbolic first ash tree. Now, it and the others are surrounded by tall grasses and wildflowers and a host of little trees. Some of them were planted directly from seed rather than saplings. Others came up on their own. They all look tiny for being several years old. But Olson says that's nature at work.
And one of the reasons it takes a while is a lot of these do get nibbled down by wildlife. But they do come back every year, and as I think Aldo Leopold said at one time, really when we look at a tree, an oak especially, is probably a lot older than we realize because it may have been chewed down by wildlife for 15 years.
The 9/11 Grove idea began with a small group of Republican and Democratic elected officials. Politically, they may be at odds, but for State Representative Chapin Rose and a friend, former Urbana Alderman Milton Otto, September 11th was sobering. Politics temporarily didn't matter.
After that, you saw what Americans do best, which is we come together in times of national trial like that. And, Milton and I got to start talking about, there ought to be something locally, that we could do.
They called in Bob Tolson, the longtime general manager of the Champaign Park District. They thought up ideas for a living memorial as long as it could be supported by private donations. Tolson says the money was slow coming in at first.
And there was one person that came to us, wanted to plant a tree in front of every school building in the county. But we weren't able to do that because of lack of funds.
One tree was planted at Champaign's Zond Park, but the Forest Preserve District offered its new Riverbend property, and it went from there. An interpretive sign went up on the fifth anniversary in 2006. And even though the 9/11 Grove Development Fund has been dormant for a while, district spokeswoman Andy Chestnut says it's still an active project.
We haven't really publicized it lately. Perhaps with the 10th anniversary coming up, it would be a good time to publicize it again.
And you still spend money out here, right?
We definitely spend money. Planting trees, and a lot of our money goes into natural resources. So anytime anybody wants to help us along, it would be greatly appreciated.
Its supporters don't want the intention of the Memorial Grove to be forgotten. But now it's time for its trees to blend into the surrounding nature. I'm Tom Rogers, Illinois Public Media.